Okay, today is Daf Memches. We're on Memches. We're like six lines down when the lines are wider lines. Six lines down. Amar Rami Bar Chama said. Amar Bar Chama makes a statement now, which we're going to spend a little bit of time trying to analyze it. He said like this: Ha, the Rav Chista Virava, the Machlokes between Rav Chista and Rava, whether or not you're allowed to bake on Shabbos, on Yontif. Really, you don't need this food. You don't need it. So are you allowed to bake on Yom Kippur if you don't need it? Hoel, maybe some of your friends will show up. Right? Who said which one said which one? So guy who said what? But that's a machlokes. That same machlokes is machlokes de Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yehoshuahi. It's the same machlokes that Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua had in the Mishnah. What real halachas did they have in the Mishnah? How do you bake, how do you give challah when the dough is tameh? How do you do that? So Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah said, here, now the Mar will say, Rebbe Eliezer savar amrin on hoel. Rebbe Eliezer says, we say hoel. Now, and Rabbi Yeshua Safar lo amrin hoel. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't say hoel. What does that mean? Now, if anybody remembers from like 2 days ago, the Gemara already said this. The Gemara already said that they're arguing about hoel. That's how we got into hoel to begin with. That's how it started. It started because the Gemara said they're arguing about hoel. What was the hoel? The hoel was, if anybody remembers from 2 days ago, the hoel was.
Which one of the 30 hoels
we talked? It was the first one. That's how we started again. What are they arguing about? The Gemara said hoel. What's the hoel? Since we can undo the challah. We can go to a chacham and undo the challah. Remember we said that? Now we're saying a different hoel. Rashi is going to say. So look at the Rashi of Machloket, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshuahi, the Rabbi Eliezer, Savar, Amrin, and Hoel. What hoel are you saying? Afagah, even though the sofo lahafrish achas mehen lechala, you're going to designate chala, right? Rabbi Yeshua said, just bake chala, doesn't belong to you, right? That's what Yeshua said, doesn't belong to you. You don't have to worry about anything, nothing to worry about. There's no bali ra, because it's not yours. It belongs to some kohen who we don't know who it is. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. Rabbi Eliezer said that you're going to be mafrish chala, v'nimtza shetarach badavar she'eno roi la'achila. Are you busy with something that you can't eat? Right? Because why can't you eat it? Because it's tamei. So you can't eat it because it's challah, and a kohen can't eat it because nobody can eat it. Afilu hachi amrin on hoel. We say hoel. V'lo boi v'i boi. And if you want, lo mafrish chado l'challah. You don't even have to give challah. Ella bata mikal chada v'chada. You can take off challah for each and every roll. The ikal lemeimar b'chol chada chazilei. Right? The ikal lemeimar b'chol chada chazilei. Umutu la'afosa. I can do that. I can say, you know what? I'm not going to designate challah like that roll is challah. Rather, from each roll, I'm going to give off a piece of challah. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe you'll say from two out of one or one out of three. And somehow, you can bake them all. You could do that. So really, since I could do that, I'm not doing anything that's shalol tzarah. Does that make sense?
In theory, it makes sense.
We'll get to a pasuk in a minute. What? You're not doing shalol tzarah. You're not doing shalol tzarah. It's all tzarah.
If you take off, you eat.
Yes, I need this roll for myself.
Right. So
in the roll, no, that can't be pshat.
Why? It's doing it in every single roll.
Instead of taking off, how does that make a difference? No tzarah or no tzarah?
No.
What
difference
does it
make? It started like this. You're only allowed to do malacha. You're only allowed to do malacha for tzara.
Right.
If it's tame, you can't bink it. There's no tzara.
Right.
So what do you do? So therefore, well, it doesn't matter. You know why? Hoel, if I wanted, I could bake every single challah roll, and I'll take off challah from each challah roll.
How does that fix it?
That fixes it because I need this roll. 90% of it I'm going to eat, so the other 10%. No,
you can't eat it.
No, but Yisrael can eat it. Yisrael can eat it, just a Kohen can't. So we said, what are you going to do? The Kohen, you can't bake challah. I'm not going to bake the challah. I'm going to have my challah within each roll. Each roll I want for myself. I could do that.
But I'm not sure why that.
I'll tell you why. Because I need each roll.
I said that, but if you took off the whole batch,
what
else is?
What do I do with the dough that I have to get challah for? What do I do with it? If I let it sit, it'll rise. If I bake it, I'm baking solo tzara. I have no options.
But what is it?
That's not yours.
What is the difference? Does it make?
Oh no, Yeshua said that.
How did he resolve the problem?
Let's follow.
Either you can take it from the whole Issa.
Right. So if I take off a chunk of dough, and I say I am hereby designating this dough as challah.
Right.
What do you do with it? If you leave it here, it'll rise.
Right.
If you bake it, you're baking shalol tzora.
Right.
Says Rabbi Elazar, I have a way out. Bake every roll. Make challah. Make challah from every roll.
Okay.
Make dough, make matzah, Pesach, make matzah out of the whole batch of dough.
Right.
You come out with 100 matzahs.
Right.
On Pesach, 100 matzahs I bake. Now, I crack a little piece off, that's for the Kohen. I crack a little piece off, that's for the Kohen.
So each individual matzah is
right.
Right.
That's right. Now, I could do that.
You don't have to worry what you do with it, because what's going to happen to it, because it's already matzah.
Exactly. Now, the Kohen can't eat it, because it's tamei. And you can't eat it because it's challah, but you got around the whole problem of baking shalol Torah. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Hoel, I could do that.
I still don't want to write shalol
Torah. What? Because I want the whole matzah, so a little bit I'm going to crack off, because it's always like that. We say like this, I don't know how many potatoes I want for now. So what happens? I'll bake 10, I think we're going to have a big family, Kanainahara, some guests. I'm going to bake 10 potatoes. What if you only need 9? You didn't do anything wrong.
Right, exactly.
Why? Because the whole thing was the Torah.
Right.
Same thing over here.
So if you bake the whole thing all at once, instead of if you mafrish challah,
if a mafrish challah as dough,
all at once in the whole thing,
then I'm baking the entire dough shalol Torah.
Exactly.
Why is the whole? Because
you can't use it.
Because you can't use it.
Why can you use the same matzahs?
Right. Right.
Case is good.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now look at the next Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Savar, lo amrin and hoel. Rabbi Yeshua said, you can bake it anyway. You can bake it anyway, it doesn't belong to you.
This makes more sense, though.
He said, bake it anyway, it doesn't belong to you. Right? What did Rabbi Yeshua hold? What does Rashi say? Kedei lahater malachas yantif. Right? We don't say hoel in order to bake it. Bake it anyway. Va'ahoel, v'boy mitcha ale dila'el, lo karun barachama. Rabbi Racham is not talking about the hole we already said they're arguing about. It's a different one. That was a hole of, can you go to the Chacham to undo your designation? Right? El ahol the Isra Malachas Yantif. We're talking about a different hole. What's a different hole now? About Isra Malachas Yantif. Right? It's a different thing. It's the same word, hole, but totally different thing. That's what we're talking about now. So Yeshua says, you don't have to resort to hole. Do whatever you want, and it doesn't belong to you. Right, we've said 100 times. If you walk into Walmart and you're staring at chametz all day long, you're allowed to do that. It doesn't belong to you. You're probably even allowed to touch it. Right? It doesn't belong to you. I'm sure there's some chomer not to do that. But Iker Adin doesn't belong to you. Right? Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Dilma ad kan lo kamer lo zahasam divin and hoel. When did Rabbi Eliezer say Hoel the Be'ida the Ka'ila Tanura at the time you put it in the oven? Kol Chada V'Chada Chazile L'Didei. At the time you put it in the oven, theoretically, you could eat every single one. Aval, Pacha, but over here, What's your heter to take on Yontif when you know I don't really need this food today? I'm already stuffed. Everybody's stuffed. What's your heter? L'orchin hu d'chazi. Maybe guests are going to come. D'l'didei lo chazi. But for you, you're not baking it for you. What are you really baking it for? You're really baking it for the week. To after Yontif. The kids could have... What's your heter? Well, maybe guests will show up. So you're not baking it for yourself anyway. The only heter is for guests. You can't even eat it. Maybe he would say in such a case, you don't say hole. What kind of hole is that? You're not even going to enjoy it. Just in case a guest might show up. Here, when I put all the challah in the oven, when I put all the matzah, the dough in the oven, I could eat each one. Here, I can't. The only heter is for the guests. So maybe, in such a case, he won't say hole. Well, yeah.
Is it true that if you put in, if you go in hole and you put in matzah today on Yontif,
yeah,
the next day,
yeah,
you're not, the guests are allowed to eat it and you're not?
No, you might be allowed to eat it. What you might be allowed to, but the point is the only heter is for guests.
Oh, okay.
The only heter is for guests. Really, you want to bake for tomorrow. Well, but guests might show up. Now, if guests do show up, of course you're allowed to eat with them.
Yeah.
But of course you are. But the point is, and if not for that guest,
You wouldn't be.
By the way, the Me'iwi holds. The Me'iwi
wouldn't be allowed either. You wouldn't be allowed to bake.
Correct. So the halacha is, you can't, let's say, 15 minutes before Yontif is over. 15 minutes, that will stop baking. There's no heter for that. Why? Who's showing up now? No one shows up at 15 minutes before Yontif. No one has a guest then. Maybe the neighbor comes for some sugar. Doesn't apply. You're not allowed to do it.
Even so, you're not going to bake.
Even so, right? That's a legitimate din. And that actually makes sense. You want to make an end run around the din. Okay, fine. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe someone's showing up. 15 minutes before Yontif is over, no one's showing up. Right? Now, that's one side. So what Rabbi Bar Chama said is not even right. Now, it's not even right for a second reason. Amar of Shisha Bred Ravidi, Vidil Malohi. It's not right for a second reason. Ad Kailo Kamar Bishua Hasam, Dlomrin and Hoel. Why did Bishua say, I'm not going to rely on Hoel? Why? Elad Ika Chada, Dolo Chazi, Lola Didei, Vlola Orchim. Right? The challah that you're baking on Yontif, the matzah, nobody can eat that. Not you, and not guests. Not you, not a kohen, not a guest. Nobody can eat it. Right? What do we say? Bake it. Don't worry about it. Leave it in the box. It doesn't belong to you. Nobody can eat that. Therefore, he doesn't resort to howl. But at least over here, at least somebody can enjoy it. The guests will come. Maybe he would say howl. Right? Maybe he would. Who's to say? Okay. Amruha Rabbanon Kamed Rav Yirmiya Rav Zera. So they said this over in front of Rav Yirmiya and Rav Zera. Rav Yirmiya Kibla, Rav Zera Lo Kibla. Rav Yirmiya said, "Okay, that's a good pshat." And Rav Zera said, "It's not a good pshat." He didn't accept this explanation, right? Even though we just had a kasha on it, that the machlokas is the same, that Rabba and Rav Chista are arguing about Rav Lezer and Yeshua Hoel. Rabbi Yirmiya said, "Oh, at least I have some answer. Otherwise, I have no way." And Rabbi Zera said, "No." So only Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zera milta de kashilon. This issue, we had a kasha about it. The itzya kama shani, and for many years we didn't know. The my pligi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, we didn't know what they were arguing about. What are they arguing? We couldn't figure it out. Hashta amrua mishmei de gavra Rabba. Now we have a vort. We have an explanation in the name of a great man. Who's the great man? Rabbi Bar Chama, what a great man. Right? What? Velo Nikable? You don't want to accept it? What's the matter with you? Right? So Amalei, I'll tell you why. Hechi Akable, how can I accept it? Ditanina, we learned in a Brisa. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Yehoshua says back to Rabbi Eliezer, Lidvarecha, according to you, Harehu over mishum losasa kol malacha. According to you, you're over on the malacha of baking on Yontif. According to me, I'm not. Why? Because I know. Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, who say, bake everything, because you're going to take off from each piece, whatever it is, you're over the malacha, you're over malacha on Shabbos, on Yontif. Now, Vishasik lay, and Rabbi Eliezer didn't answer back. Says Reb Zera, why didn't Rabbi Eliezer answer back? Hoel. Vim Isa. And if it's true that they're arguing about Hoel, Lemele, time of the day, Misham Hoel. He didn't answer back. So since he didn't answer that back, that can't be what they're arguing about. Right? Otherwise, I would have said, Rabbi Shua, with all respect, I say Hoel. He didn't say that. He didn't say anything. It seems like as if Rabbi Shua asked him a question. It's a good question. I'm stuck a little bit. I don't know. So why didn't you just answer back? Why did I say Hoel? So Rabbi Yirmiya says back to Rabbi Zera, that's your problem. Nah. Amalei ultaimecha, according to that, ha de tanina bebraisa. We have another braisa that says, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to Rabbi Yoshua, libarecha, according to you, harehu over mishum bal yirah bal yimate. According to you, Rabbi Yeshua, that said what? Bake it all, you're in Bayer Bayer Mate. Right? You have chametz in your house. According to you. Vishasiklei. And Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer back. Now, in the Brisa, he didn't answer back. But in the Mishnah, he did. What did he answer? Ahachanami dolava hadole? What are you trying to tell me? That Rabbi Yeshua had nothing to say? He answered back in the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, he answered back. What did he say? Ditnan. We learned in our Mishnah it said, Lo zehu chametz shemuz haron alav mishum bayi rabbi matzei. That's not the bayi rabbi matzei that we care about. Why? Doesn't belong to you. So what do you see? Just because he didn't answer him back in a brisa, that doesn't mean he didn't answer him back. In the brisa taka, he's quiet. Why? I don't know. But he answers it back in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he answers a good answer. It doesn't belong to you. So Hachanami, so too over here. Amar, let's say, Shasik Leib Masnisen. In the Mishnah Taka, he was quiet. It doesn't mean the Mishnah, it means the Brisa. Some other Brisa, he must answer him back. Some other Brisa, he answers back. What does he say? Howl. So it's a good parallel. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Halacha ki Rebbe Eliezer. We paskin like that, like Rebbe Eliezer. What?
Why did he ask him which price?
Okay, I don't know.
Which price? He
doesn't have to know.
Doesn't have to know it.
No,
he said I'm wrong. The point. The other case, he told him we have enough.
Because we know which one. Because we know which one. The point is, just because he asked him a question and didn't answer him back, that's not a riot that he was put into a corner. Because Rabbi Shua was asked a question and he didn't answer it, and in the Mishnah he answered it. Okay. And it's a good answer, and the same answer we can give. Now, by the way, Tanya Rabbi Omer Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. The Halachas of Rabbi Eliezer. That what? That you could do this whole business. You could bake them all. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer Halacha Ben Becerra. Halachas like Ben Becerra, who we didn't mention at all. What did he say? He said, put the dough in water, in cold water, so it doesn't rise. Halakha Lamaisa, what do we do? What was Halakha Lamaisa? I don't know, I didn't look it up.
We don't bake
on it anyway, it doesn't really come up. But what would the halakha be?
So we
don't bake matzah
in our house.
No. If you do that, I'll call you a goy. Yeah. Big matzah in your house on beta? Okay, even though they did it back then. Okay, next discussion. We said earlier, I believe we said we said earlier that while you're working on dough, it doesn't rise. Doesn't rise, right? How much dough can you be working on that it won't rise? So obviously, if you have a room full of dough, that doesn't work because you can't control all that dough. You can't be busy with all that dough. You can be busy with what's in your hands, right in front of you. How much is that dough?
It's a solid answer. What are you working on?
Oh, so kama shir isa. What's the shear of the dough? Says Rashi, lolosh bepesach, that you can knead on Pesach v'lo yoser, not more. Sheyachol l'shomra, you're able to guard it midei chimutz, from chametz. What's that shear?
So Rabbi Shmuel Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baruch Omer. So Bichitin, if it's wheat, kav, a kav. B'sha'orin, and if it's barley, shlosha kav, and three kav. Now, Rabbi Nathan Omer Mishomer Belozer Chilav Devarim, the exact opposite. If it's wheat, three kav, and if it's barley, one kav. What's going on? So what's going on is, if it's coarse or fine, if it's and whether or not, if it's fine, it's, you can have a bigger shear, or if it's fine, you need a smaller shear. That's what's going on. Right? So it's a machlokas. Ay, Vatanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broka, Omar, Bechitin, Shlosha Kav, Ubis Oren, Arba Kav. But 1 second. Here he said one and three, and somewhere else he said three and four. Lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha, the second brisa where he said three and four, that was talking about ha bechasichasa, inferior flour. Inferior flour. So inferior flour, you have more to work with. And ha, the first brisa that said one and three, bima'aliyasa, that's good flour. So good flour is finer. It needs less of it, and therefore the shurim go down. Only one and three. Okay? Make sense? Amar of Papa, so Rav Papa says, Shmamina, you see from here, that gar'inin chite chasichta, that inferior wheat is michite ma'alyasa, compared to superior wheat, tfei more gar'inin se'ire chasichta mi se'ire ma'alyasa. The ratio between good and bad wheat is better than the ratio between good and bad barley. Why? D'ilu hasam tilsa. Because by wheat, it's one and one. It's a third. How is it a third? Because by the good one, he said one. By the bad one, he said three. The ihacha, but over here, by the barley, it's revi, it's only a quarter. Why? Because by the good, he said three. And by the bad, he said four. So what do you, right, you see that? Rashi explains, in the third to wide line. D'ilu b'chiti, katani, betovos, kabayim. By wheat, we said good is two. And it's one, really. Kabayim is a kab. Uberos, shlosh is a three. Alma, gari, tilsa. The bad is a third of the good. V'ilu b'sa'opa by barley, hatovos, shlosh, akavin. The good is three. V'arroos, arba. And the bad is four. Leka, griusa, elu, revi. It's only a quarter difference. Okay? Okay. Amar Rav, Rav said, Kaba milugna'a, a kav of lugna. What's lugna? What does the article say for lugna? A place called lugna. Do they give a different explanation? That's a Rashi. Says, kav shall osa makom, the kav of that place. Do they give a different explanation? Listen to this. The Rashbat says, the Rashbat is a Rishon. The Rashbat says that Kav Milugna is a Kav that was made up by someone none other than Choni Hamagel. That's what Lugna means, after the circle maker. That's fascinating, because there's no Torah from this man. We have no Torah from him. All we have are stories. There's no Torah. That's wild. Right? It's a very, he's like before the Tanoim, right? No Torah from him. Not one memra, nothing, no halachas. All of a sudden, out of left field, he made up a kav, a shear of a kav, right? I thought that was fascinating. What? I guess they had a tradition. What it is, it's for shear for challah, right? Lepitzcha, for Pesach, meaning how much you can work on and not become chametz because you're working on it. V'chein l'challah. What's the shear for challah? So it comes along, either in that place they practice like that, or Choni Hamagel said so, right? Ay, Vatanya, but elsewhere, Chameshes Revoyim Kemach, five quarters, which means one and a quarter, right? One and a quarter? 5 quarters is one and a quarter, yeah, of flour. V'od, Chayavim Bechala. So the Gemara, yeah, you're right, it's the same shear. Hachi Gamar, Kava, Milu Gotnai, is Nami Ahai Shi'ur Rekai. It's the same shear. Right, it's the same exact shear. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Hani Nashi Didon, these women, Nohog Lemifa Kapiza Kapiza Lepischa. They would bake very small doughs. They would bake very small challah, matzah, on Pesach. Why? What? No, that's not really. No, the reason is that we're not chayav in challah. We're not chayav in challah. We make the batches are so small that there's no chayav in challah. Amale Abaya, my daitach l'chumra. What do you want to be machmir? Chumra to asle kulahu. It's a chumra that leads to a kula. What's the kula? To come maskile mechala. No challah. Amale. The Avdin Kirebi Eliezer. Well, they're doing like Rabbi Eliezer said. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hurda, if you bake, Vinoston Lasal, and then you put them in the basket, Hasal Mitzdarfen Lachala. You don't have to, the batch could be a tiny batch. So I'm not chayev on the dough. However, once I bake them and I put them all in one basket, the basket is Mitzdarf them and I'm chayev in Chala. From Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halach HaKirei Eliezer. We paskin like that. Says Rashi, the Rashi of Amar Lei, Kirei Eliezer, Sevir Olam, the Hasal Mitzdarf from L'chala, La'acha Afiyasin, even after you bake it. The Idna, nowadays, Kaimolon Kirei Eliezer B'chala Shalar. Nowadays, this is what we do. When we bake Chala in an oven, Rashi calls it a fire, an ar. The Ein Sarf and Kachim B'yantif, you're not allowed to burn Kachim on Yantif. Ulahash Hosan Efshar. To leave it sitting out, that's impossible. Why? It's gonna rise. Umashiikre ala shame. And when you call it chala, asur la fosa, then you're not allowed to bake it. Why not? Because you're baking something you can't eat. Taha lav achilohi, because you can't eat it. Nobody can eat it. Velo karina ala shame. Don't call it chala. Ella osicharora katana etal gadola. Put the little one next to the big one. Va'ovashteyan, and bake them both. Ukashu rode, and when you take them out, nosin lakli, for whom it's darfun. It's all kind of combined. Now I can take challah, take the one off. Nobody eats that. It's not matzah, right? V'nota laktana, v'kor hashem. Nota laktana, take the little one. Kor hashem, designated as challah. Umevarech, Rashi sticks in. Make the bracha on challah. Umansniya, and put it away. Besar from Mishecha Teshach or Lamachar, and then he could burn it later, tomorrow. V'chein Horo Lano Rabbeinu Yaakov Ben Yakar. And that's what Yaakov Ben Yakar said to do. Interesting. That's the answer. That's the answer, right? Bake everything now. Why? Because I think they explain Rashi. On each one I could say, that one I'm going to eat. On each one you could do that. I could eat it, theoretically. Then when they all come out, I put them in the basket. Now I'm chayav l'chala now. Am I in chayav l'chala now? Because the basket's been starving. Now, take one out now. When I baked it, I did it l'tzara, because I could eat it still. That's the out. This leads to a whole discussion. He has a whole discussion over here in the back.
So what happens to hollow now?
What?
What happens to hollow now? You don't eat it.
You don't have to rely on it, right?
No.
Now, I don't know. I think we do pass like Rashi. He has a whole discussion over here that are you allowed to do things to get out of doing mitzvos? Is that like an appropriate thing to do? Like over here, we're going to bake so small batches, we're going to get out of doing the mitzvah of challah.
But eventually you are doing the mitzvah of challah.
And what if you're not? So is there anything wrong with that? Like hashkafically, maybe, yeah. Right? Well, I'm not going to do anything wrong. I'm just making tiny things, so I got out of doing the mitzvah. Is there anything wrong with that? Intuitively, we typically say yes. Right? What? Okay, so but the point is, don't bake on Yontif, and you want to do this problem. And make sure you don't get tummy. I mean, sometimes it's not your fault, sometimes you can't stop it. Yeah. The Chavetz Chaim says, listen to this. You're not allowed to lend money to a guy with interest, so therefore I can't lend to Jews without, I have no money. I'd love to lend you,
But I lend it all to the guy, because him I can charge interest, and the Jew I can't. Right? So what do? You went, you got out of the mitzvah of helping people. How? Oh, I lend that money to goy. So it's kind of said they shouldn't really do that. Now, is that an avera? It's not an avera. You didn't do anything wrong. Same thing over here. Is it an avera? No. Is that the way to behave? Probably not. Right? It's interesting. You could go through shas and find, go through the Torah and find ways that you can avoid doing mitzvahs by not doing anything wrong. Okay, that's a large topic. That's like for Shavuot's night.
Yeah, I understand. Now that we're almost finished with this topic, why is it to make that matzah for the
Kohen? Because he can't eat it.
I understand that.
Oh, because he didn't mekayem your mitzvah at least.
Exactly.
And that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know.
There already. That's part of the mitzvah.
Right. Right, I'm doing my mitzvah. The fact that he can't eat it, okay.
No problem.
The shavuot fell. What can I do?
Exactly.
Right, it's a good question.
It is the Torah.
Right. Yeah, it's a good question. All right, I don't know. Okay, let's go. Let's try to finish. All right. V'hit ma'ala, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Loshan ela b'kikaros shel Bavel. That's only true. This thing about putting them all in the basket, that's only true in Bavel, where Shinosh Chazumizu, where the rolls like stick to each other. Abu ba'achin lo, but if these long rolls that don't stick, you can't do this heter. Ha'it mar Allah amar b'chanina afilu ka'achin. You can even do it by achin. What's the difference? What's the difference if they're sticking to each other or not? You're putting them all in the basket. The basket itself matzah doesn't stick to each other. By Rabbi Yirmiyah, tavla she'ein lo levaz v'zin mahu. What about a board that doesn't have a lip? It's just a flat board. So if I put them all on that flat board, is that mitzdarif? Toch kli ba'ina ba'leka doesn't have a toch. Doesn't have a Odilma avir kliba inan vo'ika, but it has a avid up on top. It's all one tray. Right. Typical of Yirmiya. The answer is teku, right? Tanya, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Hasal Mitzdarfin. The basket's mitzdarfin. Rabbi Shua Omer, Tana Mitzdarfin. Even the Tana's mitzdarfin. Rabbi Yeshua Megamil Omer, Kikarva Shabava Shanazoch, Zubazum Mitzdarfin. Even if you don't have that. And even if you don't have that, but they're all stuck to each other, that's how they did it in Bavel, that itself is mitzvah. Okay, next Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, Shalosh Nashim, Lashos Ka'achas. Three women now are going to work like an assembly line that the dough never becomes chametz. Ovos B'tana Recha, Zuachazeh. They could bake in one oven, one after the other. Chachamim Omer, Shalosh Nashim, Osek, B'batik Achas. They bake the same dough at one time. Three women on one dough. Achas losha, one's kneading. Achas orechas, one's arranging it. She's like making it flat, you know, with a rolling pin. The achas of one's baking it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kol anashim, not all women are the same. Lo kol ha'etzim, not all wood is the same. Not all burn it the same and heats up the oven the same. Lo kol tanurim shavin, not all that's the same. Ze haklal, here's the rule. Tafach, if you see that the dough is starting to bloat, Tiltosh, wash it, beton it in cold water. So this might not always work, says Rabbi Akiva. It's a good idea, might not always work. Now we're going to flesh out what we do. Tana Rabbanan. Lashahi, one needs it. Mikatefes, one arranges it. Vechaverta lasha tachteha, and then someone else is needing a different dough. Mikatefes he, then they arrange it. Ofa, they bake it. Vechaverta mikatefes tachteha, and the second one's arranging the other dough. Vashlish is lasha, the third one's kneading. Ofa he, the baking it, lasha, kneading it, vechaverta ofa, and then someone else is baking it, tachteha, vashlish is mekatefes, and then the third one is arranging it, vechazeres chalila, and this assembly line goes back and forth. Each one's doing another work on the dough, it's never going to rise. Kol zman shosekes for batik, ein bo de chimetz, as long as you're working on it, no chametz. Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo kol anashim. It's nice in theory that, doesn't always work. What if the lazy one's lazy, and this oven is very slow, and this woman is too, she's thinking about whatever. It's a nice theory, it doesn't always work. Hanya, I'm Rabbi Akiva, Dante Lufne Rabbi Gamliel. I said in front of Rabbi Gamliel, Yelamdeinu Rabbeinu, B'nashim Zrizim, these women that are really on the ball, or Shnashim Shein Zrizim, right? They're not so on the ball, these women. They're very slow. Be'etzim Lachim, or Be'etzim Yveshim. Wet, wood wet, it bakes at a different temperature. Tanur Cham, Tanur Tonin. Is it a hot oven? Is it a cold oven? It's not such a foolproof. Amali, Ein Locha Elamashu Shana Chachamim. I only can tell you what the Chachamim said. Zaklal, Tafuk Tiltosh Betonin. If you see it's bloating, put it in cold water. They said this is okay. This assembly line. If you see there's a problem, these women are crazy slow. All right. Otherwise, it's okay. Now we did this mission. We did this mission a few days ago, like last week. We said like this: Siur is some kind of dough
that's it already it's too late, it already became chametz. So yisro, you have to burn it. V'ochlo, but if you eat it potter, you potter. Why you potter? If you eat it, because it's not really chametz yet. It's in the process of becoming chametz. It's considered something not edible, and you're not chay. You're not allowed to eat it. You don't chay karis. Potter means potter from karis. Siduk, if it already has the stage of siduk, you sarev. V'ochlo chay karis. Now already chay karis. Why? It's bona fide chametz. Ezu shir. What's seer? Kekarne chagavim, like the horns of a grasshopper. I don't know what that means. Somehow the dough is starting to look like it's chametz. Siduk, what's siduk? Shenetz arvu siduk in zeh b'zeh divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Siduk means that there's a crack in the dough. Chacham omrim, zeh b'zeh ochel chayev kares. Both of them be chayev kares. It's both chametz. Bezu siur, what's siur mean? Well, you're not chayev kares. Kol shechsifu panav ka'adam sh'amdu sa'arosav. It's like a the face of the dough turning pale, like a man turns pale. We don't know what this is. We lost this art already of what these things mean. Hanar Rabbanan, Ezehu, seer, what seer? Kol shechsifu panav, with the face of it turns pale. Ka'adam sha'amdos arosa, like a man whose hair stands on edge, he's turning pale. Siduk, what siduk? Kekarne chagavim, like the horns of a grasshopper, divrei Reb Meir. So Chacham Omrim, Ezehu, seer, kekarne chagavim, that's what seer is. Siduk, what siduk? Shenetz arvu, sidukin zeh v'zeh, where the cracks appear in it. If you eat that, I have an tanan seer. You serve ochel potter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said you potter on that, right? According to Reb Meir, you chayev karis on both. Why? Because it's ready. It's chametz. Amar Rava, my time under Reb Meir. What's Reb Meir's reason? Because ain luchas kol sedek v'sedek lamayla shein bo kam v'sedakam lamata. You don't have cracks on top, but there's cracks below. In other words, if you see a crack already in the dough, it's for sure chametz. Nothing you can do about it, and if you eat that, you chayev karis. All right, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good chodesh, and we'll resume tomorrow.